What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, February 7th, 2022. Another Monday, another start of another crazy week here. We've got 1 week to go before Valentine's Day. So if you haven't gotten a little treat for your significant other, you only have a few days left. And, you know, it's important that you remind the person you love how important they are to you. Anyway, it is a busy news day. We've got a lot of news to get through until we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Okay, the Olympics are underway and not going very good. NBC this is a ratings disaster. The opening ceremony hit an all-time low in the ratings for the Olympics. I think people are just kind of burned out on that whole situation. And the U.S. isn't doing very well. So far, they have won 3 silver medals. And they're not putting on a stellar performance relative to the other countries. So politically, it's not a good image for the United States here, which normally places very well in the Olympics. But so far, has not been very good this year. Anyway, let's get into the domestic politics. And there was this article over at Blabber Buzz, and it's commenting on how the Associated Press seems to have turned on Joe Biden. And it goes back to that press conference that he had last week, where you had a spokesman for the State Department and the Pentagon both come on out and say that Russia was getting ready to create a propaganda video regarding an attack by Ukraine with crisis actors and so forth and so on, and that was going to be Russia's excuse to invade Ukraine. And one of the reporters in the press room said, where's the evidence for that? And the State Department spokesman said, well, I just gave you the evidence. And the reporter said, no, you just made a statement, and you don't have anything to back it up. And the retort was simply, well, you'll just have to trust us on that, which is a tall order considering how many times the U.S. government has lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's gas, you know, COVID, economy, and everything else. And so the corporate media really seems to not want to carry the water for Joe Biden any longer, and that may signal that really his political career is coming to an end. And this gets back to Thursday with this Associated Press reporter and the State Department spokesman Ned Price. Basically, the reporter criticized him for lacking evidence regarding these claims by Russia. And Price referenced a report by the unnamed intelligence officials saying Russia was attempting to create a pretext for an invasion in Ukraine. And Price said that the U.S. intelligence suggested Russia was planning a false flag propaganda measure through the release of a very graphic fake video with crisis actors. And again, nothing whatsoever to back it up. Just trust us. We're telling the truth here. And no, you're not. You never have. You know, if the U.S. government were to ever tell the truth about anything, the sky would fall. That's how bad the situation really is here. So during a White House press briefing with Jen Psaki, Associated Press reporter Alexandra Jaff confronted Psaki over what happened last Thursday and how the Biden administration resorted to the tactic of any journalist questioning the U.S.-Russia policy as working for Vladimir Putin or working for ISIS. And that was a message that came out last week. If you're not on agreement with our Russian agenda, you must be a Russian asset. And this sort of goes back to, George Bush. You know, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, the kind of that absolutist statement that you get from tyranny. Meanwhile, inside the White House, things are getting very tense. We know that Kamala Harris has lost a great number of her staffers. She's trying to say, well, it's just a changing of the guard, nothing to worry about. But we're hearing rumbles that Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, may soon be losing his job as the president's top advisor. And critics say Klain has pushed the administration hard left on a number of crucial policy issues, resulting in a seemingly perpetual series of blunders and mistakes. And notably, Klain's own Twitter was cited in the 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that struck down the Biden administration's private sector vaccine mandate. And so there may be a change of management over there at the White House. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's poll numbers are continuing to tank. I guess he's probably grateful right now that those numbers can't go into the negative territory. But as we come up on the midterm elections, vulnerable Democrats are trying to create as much distance as possible from Joe Biden. They don't want him showing up to campaign with him. The brand is just too damaged, and they feel they're better off without the president. I'm sorry, the resident of the United States standing on the platform with him. Now, Vice President Mike Pence has come under a great deal of criticism for claiming he did not have a right to challenge the Electoral College vote back in 2020 on the basis of evidence of massive fraud. Legal experts have come out and said, yes, he did have that right. Trump has come on out and said, yes, he did have that right. And Mike Pence may be trying to sort of repolish his image with this critique of Joe Biden. And Pence came on out slamming Biden for pledging to elect a black woman to fill the vacancy left by Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. And Pence grieved that Biden was establishing his decision first and foremost on the candidate's race and gender rather than on their qualifications. So basically, Pence said that a new ABC News Ipsos poll published Sunday shows that 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all possible nominees. Only 23% of them want him to select a black woman for the nomination. You know, is this the beginning of the return to meritocracy? I hope so, because, you know, this woke, gender-centric, filling out the little list of we've got to have one of these and one of these and one of these and one of these. That's not a very good way to run a country. You want the very best capable people in these positions, and it doesn't matter what color their skin is, what gender they are, what orientation they are. If they're the best possible choice for that job, that's who should get the job. That's what meritocracy is all about. And if you really think about it, you know, it's also anti-racist, you know, to say, I want the best person for the job, and I don't care what color they are or what gender or what orientation. And isn't that really the direction we want to go? I mean, that goes all the way back to Martin Luther King Jr. when he said, I dream of a culture in which people are judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. And look how the liberals are trying to undo that. And say, oh, no, no, you got to pick black people, you got to pick gay people, you got to pick, you know, LGBTQ, you know, for all of these positions. You got to reshape society, you know, around, you know, these special protected groups here, and to heck with people who actually know what they're doing. They just get in the way. All righty. Lindsey Graham is out there spearheading a new law that would allow every text message you send, every comment you make, all your communications, to place them under government surveillance. Now, there's this group of lawmakers led by Richard Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham have reintroduced the Earn It Act. This is a very unpopular bill from 2020 that was dropped in the face of overwhelming opposition. And obviously, the Earn It bill is a complete and flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, where the government has to mind its own business unless they have evidence that you are engaged in criminal wrongdoing, not just because you have an opinion that you don't like the current occupant of the Oval Office here. But basically, they're trying to get that bill in there. It's a framework for private companies to scan every message sent online and report violations to law enforcement. And it might not stop there. The Earn It Act could ensure that anything hosted online, backups, websites, cloud photos, and more is being scanned. And that really is total dictatorship right there. All righty. Now, we've been talking about the new leadership of CNN and basically Discovery Incorporated is merging with CNN. And we all know that David Zaslav, who's the CEO of Discovery, will be calling the shots over at the network. Now, last week, he made a public statement to the effect that he really thought CNN ought to be a little bit more balanced, and I speculated at the time that may just be an attempt to try and draw back audience. But the New York Post reported that during a discussion on Friday with CNBC host Joe Kernan about CNN's future, Zaslav said the network was the leader in news to the left. So what we've been saying all along, that CNN has a leftist bias, yeah, they do, and it's going to continue. Now, CNN former anchor Chris Cuomo is basically going to get a $9 million severance package. He wanted 18, but he's going to get $9 million. And, you know, poor baby having to survive on just $9 million. I mean, how terrible he's going to have to suffer with that payout here. All right, let's get on to Joe Rogan. He is very much under attack, and it turns out there is a Democratic super PAC that is organizing the attack on Joe Rogan, probably other conservatives as well. And going on over to social media, there was this individual goes by the name of ampersand Patriot Takes. It turns out, and there's a lot of anti-Joe Rogan rhetoric coming from that, it turns out Patriot Takes is partnered with Midas Touch. And Midas Touch is a professional political organization. They are a Democratic super PAC, and that's who is orchestrating the attack with Joe Rogan. Now, Rumble has announced they stand with Joe Rogan. Now, Spotify has not kicked him off. They've deleted some of his podcasts, but they haven't kicked him off. But Rumble has said, we want you over here, and they are offering Joe Rogan $100 million over 4 years. That's $25 billion a year to move his podcast from Spotify to Rumble. And if they can complete that deal, that is definitely going to be good for Rumble. Not so good for Spotify here. Meanwhile, fans of Neil Young, who I can barely remember, and I'm the age where I should be, they're now out there trying to convince Spotify to remove all conservative content. Just get rid of it all. We don't care. We're liberals, and we want a liberal-only haven. And meanwhile, there are a lot of other people, a lot of other entertainers, saying, I will stand by Joe. There is an outpouring of support for him to fight the campaign to cancel his Spotify podcast. But like I just mentioned, he already has a golden parachute set up, so good for him. Now, one of the reasons Spotify is under a great deal of pressure is that the Obamas have a deal to produce podcasts on Spotify. Now, they're saying they may leave Spotify over Joe Rogan and look for a new podcast partner. So that is a lot of pressure. And apparently Spotify did cave into the Obamas and did remove about, I think it was a little over 70 of the Joe Rogan episodes. Now, Spotify is refusing to do anything about Rogan's use of the N-word. And we all know what that means. And it turns out one of the people getting on Joe Rogan's case over the N-word has himself used the N-word repeatedly in past writings. A little bit of hypocrisy there. Okay. Now, over at Spotify, the CEO has offered an apology over at Joe Rogan and has promised to commit $100 million to marginalized groups. And I don't know what he means by marginalized groups. I have a feeling that WhatReallyHappened.com and RBN are not on that list. But we'll see what he means by that here. All right, let's talk about COVID. It is still out there here. And the starting news is actually good. COVID cases fell 33% in the United States over the past week. The virus is receding. You know, we're at the end of this thing. New Jersey is getting ready to end the school mask mandate. And in their case, their daily cases have dropped 71% over the past 2 weeks. And, of course, the liberals are out there screaming, no, no, there must be masks. There must be masks here. Now, Bill Maher is a liberal talk show host, and I have kind of a hug and a punch relationship with him. He's done some things I like religiosity. If you haven't seen that, that was a really good documentary that he did. But he seems to have had an epiphany about the COVID-19 pandemic. And on his last show, Bill Maher ripped the legacy media for scaring the poo out of people over COVID-19. And he slammed people on the left for politicizing ivermectin. And Bill Maher skewered the pain in the butt blue states for the stringent COVID-19 restrictions while praising red states as a joy. So Bill Maher is apparently coming around. A lot of people are. A lot of people have realized this has just gone way, way too far here. Down in Texas, there is a massive criminal complaint filed by Harris County resident Jack E. Bohiller. And on behalf of all interested parties and subscribed citizens and residents of the United States of America who receive any of the emergency use authorization mRNA vaccines. And he's filed this lawsuit with the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, basically accusing the makers of the COVID-19 vaccines, as well as all corporate and government officials involved, and pushing and distributing them with murder and crimes against humanity. Not going to go anywhere, but it's nice that somebody is making attempt there. Now, the people specifically named within this complaint is Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course, the ringleader here, George Soros, who is meddling with our society without being an elected official, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator under Trump, Director General Tedros Adhanom, Ghebreyesus of the World Health Organization, Dr. Francis Collins, former director NIH, CNN founder and billionaire media mogul Ted Turner, billionaire Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and the directors and principals of the FDA, the Department of Health and Human Services, and several other government agencies. So they're basically out there pushing. I wish him luck, but there's going to be a lot of political pressure pushing back against this. Now, here is something that reveals how corrupt this whole situation is. Okay, documents obtained from by the National File show that the University of Pennsylvania, which hosts and funds Joe Biden's think tank called the Penn Biden Center, directly profits from the sale of Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna coronavirus vaccines. The university gets more money the more vaccines are sold. And the University of Pennsylvania also gets milestone payments when the FDA approves a Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So basically, this think tank that is advising Biden on the vaccines, they get more money when vaccines are being sold. That is called a conflict of interest. All right. And we are continuing to get more reports about the relationship between COVID infections and the vaccines down in New South Wales. The vast majority of these COVID cases and hospitalizations are indeed fully vaccinated. Over in Israel, 80% of the serious COVID-19 cases had received at least 3 shots of the COVID vaccine. They are not working. They are, in fact, causing a lot more damage. This is worse than the 1976 swine flu vaccine debacle here. Over at MIT, there is a lady, Stephanie Senef. She's a PhD, and basically she is saying that COVID shots could cause crippling neurodegenerative disease in young people. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, there is a comedian, Heather McDonald. She used to be in the TV show Chelsea lately, and she was doing a show this last weekend where she was joking about how she's vaxxed, double vaxxed, boosted, had the flu shot, the shingle shot, and Jesus loves me the most. And as soon as she finished saying that, she just collapsed on the stage, hit her head on the floor. And at first, the audience thought it was part of the act, but it was not. Fortunately, there was an EMT and a nurse in the audience who rushed up to take care of her. And she basically sent a video from the ER saying, "I've never, ever fainted in my life." And apparently, she really did hurt herself rather badly when her head hit the floor. So, yeah. Anyway, there is a vaccine researcher. Byram Bridle, a viral immunologist and associate professor at the University of Gulf, Ontario, was interviewed by Alex Pearson Thursday, in which he said, "We've made a big mistake. The spike protein is a dangerous toxin, and it's unexpectedly being found in the bloodstream. This is the protein that is linked to blood clots, heart and brain damage, and potential risks to nursing babies and fertility. And new research shows the spike protein unexpectedly enters the bloodstream. And this may be the reason we're seeing all these heart attacks among these professional athletes. And if it's not intentional, I'm still kind of leery about this being depopulation. But this may be the biggest mistake in medical history, and that's why everybody involved is working so hard to keep it covered up. You know, they don't dare back off. They don't dare cancel it because everybody will say, aha, we were right. There was a problem. Let's find out what it was. Meanwhile, 21 House Republicans have sent a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra and National Institutes of Health Acting Director Dr. Lawrence Tabak on Wednesday, pushing each department head to produce long-requested information on the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And that is basically thought to be the center of the origin of COVID-19. Now, for months, Health and Human Services and the National Institutes of Health have failed to respond to GOP requests for documents regarding the federal grant money that was awarded to EcoHealth Alliance, a research group that granted some of its received U.S. taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab to study gain-of-function research on viruses harvested from bats. And again, more evidence of a cover-up. Dr. Robert Malone has now called out Dr. Fauci and other public health experts, saying that they were talking with each other over burner phones, clandestine meetings. They were trying very hard not to leave any kind of a record or trail, and they were covering up crucial COVID information right from the very beginning of the pandemic. Now, getting on to back to Bill Maher, even he is not falling for this anymore. And on one of his shows, he showed the poll showing how Americans are responding to Biden's handling of COVID. And, of course, those numbers are going down along with pretty much the rest of them. All right. So let's talk about the Canadian Freedom Convoy. It is making big news all around the world. Not so much here in the U.S. on the legacy media, although One American News is giving them a decent amount of coverage here. And so Trudeau is, basically trying to duck the issue. The truckers' convoy and the Canadian people have really hit the limit over this unbridled, medicalized tyranny. And, people are just coalescing around the truckers and just giving them all kinds of support. So Trudeau is panicking. First of all, I think he's trying to break Biden's record for hiding out in the basement. Because he's still out there. Oh, I've got COVID. I can't come out. I can't. But the police are really being ordered to sort of behave like, communist apparatchiks. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau's brother came on out with a video saying that Justin Trudeau is taking his orders from the globalist elites. And he said he's on the side of anti-Canadian and anti-freedom. And to show you how serious it's getting, over the weekend, the Canadian police started confiscating fuel, propane, food, anything that the trucker convoys, the drivers, needed basically to survive. And there were frostbite warnings in Ottawa over the weekend. And so the police are now out there saying that anyone bringing any kind of material support to the Freedom Convoy will be subject to arrest. Okay. Now, it's important to understand everything the truckers are doing, and it's now farmers and cowboys and ordinary citizens. It is all protected speech under the Canadian Charter of Human Rights. They have not committed any crimes. They have not committed any acts of violence. Although acts of violence are being used against them. We've got to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy, and it continues to grow. The mayor of Ottawa has declared a state of emergency, and Trudeau's out there saying it's a national insurrection. It's nothing of the kind. It is the people of Canada expressing their concerns about decisions the government has made that they disagree with. And they have the right to do that under the Canadian Charter of Human Rights, just as we have the right to do that under the First Amendment. And more people are joining the protests. There's been a convoy of farmers on tractors joining the convoy. They've had more than 100 cowboys arrived in at the Coutts U.S.-Canada Highway to support the truckers and farmers' convoy. They're on horses, so the police can't confiscate their fuel. They'll just wander off and eat somebody's lawn here. And one of the Freedom Convoy supporters was on video saying, "Our kids will have no freedoms if we don't fight for them now." And that is certainly true. And so good for the Canadians on that one. So, there's all this media saying that, that the truckers are violent. They're white supremacists, they're anti-Semites, they're anti-trans, all of this smear. The video from the ground shows that basically they're holding a street fair, And the mayor of Ottawa kind of stepped in it when he went on out there and, you know, just said, I'm seeing kids play on bouncy toys, you know, these little bouncy castles. And, you know, that's the sign of terrorism right there. And so it just discredited him on that one. And the white supremacist one, there are a lot of black people in this convoy. They've made a point of hugging white people in front of the cameras to say, this is not white supremacists. This is medical freedom. And that is really what the issue is all about. And let's see, more heavily armed Ottawa police are stealing food and fuel from the Freedom Convoy. And good thinking, Jim, because, you know, that's the mayor, is Jim. So now downtown Ottawa will be blocked by hundreds of trucks with no fuel to leave. And they can't be towed because if you know anything about those big trucks, the brakes lock automatically when the engine is off. So think about it. They're going to have a real hard time getting those trucks out of there. They really, really are. All right. Another little article. This one coming on out from UNS.com. There are reports that the Ottawa police, faithful servants, not of the people, but of the elite, are attempting to prevent food and water and all material support from reaching the truckers. In other words, they're trying to starve out the truckers or let the cold weather discourage them. But so far, the protesters are out there saying, no, we're going to be here, you know, until the mandates are relaxed. Now, I'll tell you what I think the reason is behind all this pressure on the Canadian trucker convoy. The reason the elites are coming down hard on the Canadian truckers is they realize people are now waking up to the fact that they can peacefully stand up to tyranny en masse. And the elites also realize this is not going to stop with the vaccine mandates. Next, we will see trucker convoys to the border to stop illegal immigration. There'll be truck convoys around the schools to stop the teaching of critical race theory and LGBTQ plus ideology. Truck convoys around the banks to protest an economy that favors the wealthy over the poor, and on and on and on. This is the people of the world realizing they can, in fact, peacefully stand up to the government and make their voices heard. And again, this is what Gandhi did to get Britain out of India. Peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. It worked for Gandhi. It is working for the Canadian people. And somebody held a poll asking if Ottawa was right in declaring a state of emergency due to the protest. And of the respondents, the last time I checked, 91.78% of the Canadians said, no, people have a right to protest. 7.68% said, yes, the declaration of an emergency would give the city the power it needs to quell the protests. And about 0.5% was, I don't know, I need more information. So the overwhelming majority of the Canadian people are with the truckers. I mean, they're out there actually threatening to fine people $10,000 just for cheering the truckers on. That's how desperate they are to try and make this go away, but it's not going to go away. All they're doing is they're just filling these truckers with even more resolve. Now, there was a hit-and-run attack on the Freedom Convoy. Like I said earlier, the truckers themselves are not committing any violence. They know better than to do that, but violence is being used against them, and there was this hit-and-run on the Freedom Convoy, and this was up in Winnipeg. And they actually found the driver who did it. Turns out it's an Antifa activist, David Zegarak. So Antifa is definitely working on behalf of the elites trying to stop this. Now, getting on over to GoFundMe and the way they basically just grabbed the truckers' funds, to give you a little bit of background, you know, the trucker convoy was using GoFundMe to raise money for food and fuel to basically carry out this protest. GoFundMe shut the account down and originally said they were going to redistribute the money to charities that GoFundMe decided were worthy. And that triggered a huge, huge backlash. And GoFundMe then reversed and said, no, we'll just automatically refund all of these donations to the donors. But they have definitely damaged their brand. And Ted Cruz is now demanding a Federal Trade Commission investigation into what he described as deceptive GoFundMe. And he literally accused them of theft after they basically grabbed that $9 million belonging to the Canadian Freedom Convoy. Now, if you really think about it, making a donation to the protesters or to RBN or to whatreallyhappened.com is a form of free speech that is protected. And so you shouldn't be interfering with that. Now, down in Georgia, candidate Mike Collins is basically describing the $10 million being frozen by GoFundMe as highway robbery and says the GoFundMe executive should go to jail. Down in Florida, Ron DeSantis is confirming that they are launching an investigation of GoFundMe, and other states are joining the fight. So GoFundMe is in a little bit of hot water. Over at Fox News, they're comparing the tactics of tech giants like GoFundMe and Facebook to the communist Chinese after Facebook blocks the trucker convoy pages. And yeah, it's the duck test. If it walks like a dictatorship, quacks like a dictatorship, and smells like a dictatorship, it's a dictatorship here. Let's see. Blackburn is out there saying GoFundMe's actions against the Freedom Convoy are discriminatory. Okay. Now, remember, this is the same GoFundMe that a few years ago was supporting Antifa when they were engaged in a violent takeover over of Seattle. Remember the Chaz Chop situation? Even after people were murdered, GoFundMe continued to be the donations platform for Antifa. Okay? Now, here's where it gets a little bit sticky. The Canadian government has now admitted to requesting GoFundMe to withhold the trucker convoy donations. It is now out there begging other crowdfunding sites to follow suit. Now, that means that all this censorship and grabbing of donations is being done under government orders, and that's a violation of the Canadian Charter of Human Rights. If it was here in the United States, it would clearly be a First Amendment violation. Okay. Now, anyway, the trucker convoy went over to Give, Send, Go and started a new fundraiser. They raised $3 million in less than 3 days of fundraising. One single donor donated $215,000 to the truckers. The people are making their voices heard with their checkbooks and credit cards here. Meanwhile, getting on back to Rumble, which is soliciting Joe Rogan to move his podcast there, Rumble has offered to assist Give, Send, Go by loaning them some of their server space because the Give, Send, Go website has been overwhelmed with donations for the Canadian truckers, as well as relentless denial of service bot attacks. So the other side does love to play dirty. Over in Nova Scotia, they have issued an emergency declaration that bans truck convoys and highway cheering. This is where if you cheer the truckers on the roadway, you can be fined $10,000. Talk about dictatorship. Talk about tyranny. It's right there in plain sight for everybody to look at. Okay. Now, there's another freedom convoy starting up in Switzerland. We've already talked about ones that are taking place in other countries. There's one here in the United States that you're probably not going to hear a word about from the legacy media. In fact, I understand the corporate social media has already shut down their web pages, but they are expected to arrive in Washington, D.C. on the 1st of March. So we'll keep an eye on what they're doing and see what's going to happen there. But this is not going to go away. And remember, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that is exactly what is happening up in Canada, well, and here in the United States as well. Let's get to the international news here and getting to your daily dose of booga booga. The White House is out there saying that Russia might invade Ukraine as soon as tomorrow. You know, don't think, don't consider, don't look at the evidence. Just take our word for it. Russia's coming, Russia's coming, Russia's coming, and you've got to be ready to send your children off to war here. And there's an analysis of all of this that came on out of Patriot Rising, saying that the Biden regime is desperate to start a war with Russia to basically save itself. Because if there's a war with Russia, Biden is thinking that, we'll stop thinking about the disastrous economic failures, the open southern border, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the mishandling of COVID. The list goes on and on and on. And I can understand that Biden's advisors are thinking, well, you know, it did work before in World War I and World War II, so let's just have a new world war. But it's a very different world, and the American people are nowhere near as naive and trusting as they were back during those previous wars, where they just believed whatever the government and the media told them. Doesn't work that way anymore here. And as I've mentioned before, it's all about the Benjamins, article out of In These Times, basically talking about how these CEOs of these top weapons companies are already out there celebrating, you know, that these tensions between these countries are good for business. And, you know, Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics, they're out there smiling. Their stock is soaring right now. And they're going to make tons of money, which all comes out of your pocket here. And when I read this article, it reminded me of that brilliant speech by former president and commander of the Allied forces in Europe in World War II, Dwight D. Eisenhower. It's called the Cross of Iron speech. And here is the relevant part I want to read to you. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement. We pay for a single fighter plane with a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. And those are great words, and you should remember them, because that's exactly what it is. Just like the pharmaceutical industries want you to be sick so they can make money, the defense industries want war so they can make money. That's the racket. Remember what General Smedley Butler said: war is a racket. Okay. Getting on back to the war with Ukraine, American soldiers are already training with Ukrainian troops, and Britain, replicating their mistakes in Iraq and Syria, is getting ready to send more troops to Ukraine. And more than 100 members of Britain's elite special forces, that's the SAS, the SBS, the Special Reconnaissance Regiment, and the Special Forces Support Group, will work in Ukraine as military advisors. Oh, I remember the advisors from Vietnam days here. Okay, Biden welcomed German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House today to berate him for his refusal to send weapons to Ukraine, to endorse sanctions on Russia and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And Germany needs that Nord Stream 2. They've already stated many times in the past, please do not tangle up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline with your political games in Ukraine. And Biden is doing just that. I mean, we've got oil and gas shortages all over the place, and Biden is shutting down pipelines, Nord Stream 2, the Keystone XL, you know, to placate the environmentalists. So Ukraine is now the second military that Joe Biden has armed with U.S. weapons, after the $80 billion worth of weapons he supplied to the Taliban in Afghanistan. And again, as Biden hypes the unproven claims that Russia is about to attack, they're deploying even more U.S. troops to the Ukrainian border. Okay, story coming on out of UNS.com saying how the neocons and the neoliberals and NATO are inching us closer to a nuclear war with Russia. And they're referring back to one of their own columns from 2014, The Struggle for Ukraine, and said it's a chapter in a series of U.S. orchestrated provocations which began with the expansion of NATO eastward to abut Russia's borders, an expansion begun by President Clinton and pursued by Bush and Obama alike. It gathered momentum with the U.S.-backed attempts to incorporate Georgia and the Ukraine into NATO, forgetting that the Ukrainian people, not unlike the American people, are not one people. The country is divided into eastern and western regions. But it doesn't matter. Any war is a good war. We're all going to make money off this. Well, they will. We won't. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and President Macron in France appears to be, shall we say, the face of those European Union nations that really do not want to see a new world war fought on their soil. And as I've mentioned before, if you ever visit Europe and tour it around Europe, the signs of the first two world wars are still there. There are places in France where the ground is still scarred from the trench warfare. If you visit places like Milan and Munich, there are still parts of the city that are fenced off because there are unexploded bombs in there. So for the European people, this is an immediate threat. You know, they see the signs of what World War does in front of them every single day of their lives. We don't have that here in the United States, okay? So anyway, Macron and Putin had a meeting trying to see if there's some way to avert the war. Meanwhile, the United States is trying to find some replacement for Europe's energy needs, because obviously when they start the war with Russia, Russia is going to cut off energy supplies going to Europe. And that's another reason why Europe is not on board the war wagon at this particular point. So, and they're wise not to be here. Now, China and Russia have issued a joint statement urging Biden to abandon the Cold War methodology and to stop the NATO expansion. Everybody is sending a message saying this is a bad way to be going. And I agree, because this next world war, there is no way that it will not go nuclear. When either side, when any side realizes they cannot win conventionally, they're going to start turning those little keys in the silos, and it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And remember, in a nuclear war, we are all on the front lines. Okay, the United States, specifically the State Department, has approved a series of potential arms deals for Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan. Both Saudi Arabia and the UAE will receive upgrades to their missile defense systems as the Houthis in Yemen have been stepping up attacks in response to the brutal war the two Gulf nations have been waging on Yemen. Now, Saudi Arabia indicated a week ago they would like a graceful exit, and I think that should definitely be explored here. According to the Pentagon's Defense Security Cooperation Agency, the Saudi deal is worth about $23.7 million and includes 31 communication and navigation terminals and related equipment. Okay, so anyway, over in Israel, radical Israelis stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque again in occupied East Jerusalem. This happened yesterday, and the Jewish settlers were protected by Israeli forces, and the large number of settlers accessed the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. This is the third most sacred place in Islam, and engaged in acts of worship. And to understand why this would be provocative, imagine you being in your Christian church and somebody coming on in and starting a voodoo ritual. That's kind of where we are. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.